Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be in Score Conference 08. Appreciate Brother Bass so much. Been to this conference many times and preached it a couple of times, but I'm just glad to be here. I came here to be preached to. I love preaching, and I love preachers. Appreciate the messages we've heard thus far. The message that Brother Hyler preached yesterday, I thought I was going to come unglued. My wife can attest to the fact that just last week in Bible study, Brother Bass, I was dealing with Uzziah and how that when he was strong, and also even Saul, when God told him, when you were little in your own eyes, what happened to a lot of folks is they get big in their own eyes. But I also dealt with a heathen king, Nebuchadnezzar, and the fact that Daniel warned him to break off his sins by righteousness, but yet and still Nebuchadnezzar didn't listen to Daniel. And he was a heathen king. So it's not just God's people, but God even rules and reigns in the kingdoms of the heathens. And so when Nebuchadnezzar walked out and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built with the might of my power?" The Bible said, Brother Dudley, while the word was yet in his mouth, that means that God was listening to what he was saying. Can I tell you something? He's listening to what we're saying. Amen. God sent him out, and he lived like an animal for a while. And his senses had to come back, and he had to give God all the glory. The Bible talks about the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it the way he wanted to go. Can I tell you something? God's in control of everything. That's why I want to keep my life in his hands. Every single day. But I was telling my wife just I believe it was yesterday, how time flies. Here it is in 08, and my son is on the West Coast preaching, evangelizing. I mean, preaching as an evangelist, Brother Dudley. And my daughter just turned 16 on Wednesday. She's playing the keyboard for the church. Time is getting away. But you know what? In the midst of it all, I don't regret living for God. Every day is better with him. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 7 and verse number 12, he said, "Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and just, and good." Then he asked the question in verse 13, he said, "Was then that which is good made death unto me?" Then he said, "God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me," watch this, "by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful." You know what? A lot of folks are never going to get delivered from sin until they realize how exceeding sinful. Hey, you know what? There's nothing wrong with the law. The law is holy. The commandment is holy. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The statutes of the Lord are right. There's nothing wrong with God's law. But there's a whole lot wrong with me. And watch this, even after I get the Holy Ghost, I am not automatically going to walk in the Spirit just because I've got the Holy Ghost. I still have a choice to walk in the Spirit. Amen. And I don't, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost is a great thing, but it does not automatically say I'm going to walk in the Spirit. It supplies the possibility for me to walk in the Spirit. But it's not from that point on. Amen. And so he made the statement, the law is spiritual. Nothing wrong with the law. The law is good. We don't do away with the law. We don't do away with God's word. Ever. Never will. We can't. That's where God's will is. He said the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. It ain't the law, it's me. I'm sold under sin. And then in verse 15, he used the word I six times. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Six times in one verse he used the word I. You know what the problem was? The problem wasn't with God's word or his law. It was with the sin nature in him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, the strength of sin is the law. It's when you try to do it, you bring sin out of his cover, out of his hiding. But Jesus said, "I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law." Then in Romans 8, Brother Hyler preached it. He said, for what the law could not do, not because there was something wrong with it, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law, watch this, might be fulfilled in us, not by us, by another, namely Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to be afraid of law and grace when you realize the law don't go away. It's not going to go away. The apostle said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Then he said, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live, watch this, by the faith of, not in, but the faith of. And you got to have faith in him to get in him. The faith of the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself for me. And then, Brother Dudley, he said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by law, by what I can do, then Christ is dead in vain. So there's no contradiction on this. The word of God is going nowhere. God's principles, God's laws are going nowhere. It's just that what God requires of us, he fulfills in us by the power of his spirit through our faith. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Didn't say it was a sin. It said it was sin. It's you trying to do it. Is this all right? I'll say one more thing. I'm going to sit down. The end of Romans 5, the apostle said that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ. The end of Romans 6 said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. The end of Romans 7, the apostle Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who? Didn't say what method. He said, who? Shall deliver me from the body of this. I thank God through Jesus Christ. The end of Romans 8, the Bible said, we are more than conquerors through him. Can I tell you something? David said in Psalms, we shall do valiantly through the Lord. Glad to be here today.